Well, welcome everyone to Shifting Mindsets, Meditating Your Way to Wealthy. I'm your host, Jane Atkinson. I'm the author of The Wealthy Speaker 2.0 and the Epic Keynote. I am so excited to be interviewing Katherine Schneider today. She is the founder of Tappermation Meditation Series. And Katherine has been an active part of the natural health and meditation field for the past 10 years. Her journey began with the opening of a natural health store called Raw Health in Las Vegas, and she went on to host meditation groups and create a line of meditation audios utilizing simple meditation techniques packaged into 10 to 15-minute sessions. I love that your idea, Katherine, is for short sessions.
Thank you.
I found Katherine on YouTube when I started using her meditation on a regular basis, and I have to tell you, after 30 days, I noticed I was having one of my best quarters, now that's financially speaking, in years. Katherine, what do you think the benefit of just quieting your mind on a regular basis really is?
One of the main benefits is allowing things that you're asking for to come to you. So, you know, works in with the law of attraction. You ask for what you want, but then you need that quiet time to allow those things to come to you. There's also a lot of health benefits, you know, such as lowering blood pressure and increasing serotonin levels. So it generally makes you feel happier and helps your life to be better. And it's very simple to do.
Nice. And, you know, this is not, you know, for those kind of naysayers out there, this is not anything that's really all that woo-woo. It's not that much different, really, than praying or just kind of asking for what it is that you want. And even scientific laws tell us that what we think about most comes to us. So I can understand why this works.
Yes, I've actually been practicing the law of attraction for many years now, and meditation is just one of those key things that helps allow everything into your life. So it's a wonderful technique.
Nice. Now, do you believe that meditation can move someone closer to creating wealth in their lives?
Yes, definitely. Actually, when I began meditating in 2003, I meditated for wealth. That was actually what I was using it for. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen it in my own example and through my family's example that, you know, using visualization techniques as well and then meditating are just a wonderful way to bring things into your life.
And so you went on. Tell us what you were doing when you first started using it, because you have an interesting background.
Yes. I actually used to work in the casino business in Las Vegas. And by the time I got to 23 years old, I had wanted to be a business owner, and I just didn't really see any way to get there. And my mother is a very successful business owner, and she said, you know, take 10 minutes twice a day and meditate. And she was telling me this for a long time, and eventually I said, oh, you know, I'm just going to do it. So just dedicated myself for those 10 minutes twice a day. And within a year and a half, I opened up my own vitamin store, where before I had started meditating, I wouldn't have even seen an option for this to happen in my life. But once I started meditating and really directing my focus, you know, during those meditations, just focusing on what I wanted, just all the doors opened up. So it Wow. took me from, you know, being in the casino industry to owning my own vitamin store in a year and a half.
Wow. At a very young age. And your mother was a real role model to you. Tell us about her path.
My mother left my stepfather when I believe I was about 13, and she left with no money. She had two children, and she had been in the restaurant industry for a while, and she decided to open her own restaurant. And just through the practice of visualization and meditation and a couple of other techniques, she opened her own restaurant in London called First Edition, and this restaurant is still going strong. I think it's been there for about 20 years now. It's
Wow.
very successful. She gets to travel all around the world. And she was the one that inspired me to use the techniques, really from seeing her example.
Wow. Yeah. That is, I love that, because I think that that will inspire other people. And I know that we'll have some examples come forward from the speaking industry, and I'll mm-hmm. certainly share those as they come out. But, you know, there might be some people who are a little bit skeptical. How do you answer that for people who think meditation is all woo-woo and kind of scary cult-like or something?
Well, you know, some meditations are attached to different types of religions, but most meditations are just really simple techniques, and the best way is just to give it a try. You know, dedicate a period of time every day for a certain amount of days, like I think 30 days is a really good time frame, and just dedicate and say, okay, I'm just going to give this a try and see what it does for me. And, you know, once you see the benefits, it will really be encouraging to you to continue on.
Yes, and I don't think there's really anything strange or woo-woo about it. You know, it's not that different, would you say, even from praying?
It's similar. Praying is asking for what you want. So actually it works really well with praying because you're asking for what you want, but then you're taking that time to allow it in.
Right. Well, you have a very specific style of meditation. So part two of this program is going to be the meditation that people will use over and over again, and we'll tell them a little bit more about it and how to use it here shortly. But you use something called binaural beats. Tell us a little bit about those.
The binaural beats, I use alpha and theta, and they basically help your mind to get into these states. And so the beats guide your mind into alpha or theta, like I typically use alpha. And this is where you are most receptive to auto-suggestion, affirmations, visualization. So it really helps to kind of reprogram your thoughts into a more positive way. So the binaural beats are just a great way, a great tool to use with meditation.
Nice. And for anybody who's ever read, you know, anything like Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, I love that book.
This is just all a part of the same process, same path, and we're really trying to just rework your mindset. I have a lot of clients who come out of what I would call struggling careers, and you probably, you know, I bet there's a lot of people in the casinos in Las Vegas who would like to get up and out of there, and it's a little bit of a struggle, but actors, entertainers, you know, they're used to a lot of rejection, they're used to kind of being in this struggle mode, artists, and so I think that this is going to be so helpful for professional speakers to sit down on a regular basis and really start to reprogram their mind for wealth. We talk a little bit about it in the Wealthy Speaker 2.0, and now I'm so excited to be able to have something to really help people get there. But for people like me who kind of lack discipline, what would you say is a simple way to start meditating on a regular basis?
One of the first things would be just to pick a time each day where you're going to meditate.
Okay.
So, and make it consistent. So if you wake up at 8, maybe, you know, pick 8:30 as a time. You're going to sit down, wear something comfortable, and just dedicate yourself every day for that period of time. By dedicating yourself for a certain amount of days, like 30 days, you know, 10 minutes a day. I mean, everyone can spare 10 minutes or 15 minutes out of their day to do this. Then you'll really have... you'll just create that discipline.
Nice. So we're providing a 15-minute meditation. Now, heads up, it's not going to be Catherine's voice. She uses someone who's a voiceover expert for this. As part two to our package, how would you recommend that they use it? What would be the best kind of way to do that?
One of the things that people need to know is that because of the binaural beats, the recording is going to work much better with headphones. So use headphones, pick at the same time each day. I would recommend practicing for 21 to 30 days in a row.
Okay.
And yeah, just take time. It's the meditation is really good at thought reprogramming, specifically in the area of wealth. So
nice.
Just sit back, relax, and just give yourself that time daily.
Nice. Oh, I'm so excited. Anything else before we leave? We didn't want to do too long of a recording because we really wanted people to get to the meditation.
Yeah.
Anything else that they need to know about meditation before we sign off here?
There are a lot of different types of meditation out there, but really you only really need about 15 minutes a day to successfully meditate. So that's why I love the program that we have, you know, 15 minutes, taking that time out each day. And I really can't wait to hear the feedback.
Well, Catherine Schneider, thank you so much. I am so excited to partner with you on this project, and I can't wait to hear the feedback either. We're going to ask people to find us on LinkedIn. We're both out there. Leave us a message and let us know how it goes. Jane Atkinson, Catherine Schneider. Catherine lives in Las Vegas. I'm in London, Ontario, Canada, and we would love to hear from you to find out how your meditation exercises have been going. So I'm going to sign off and say, see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now.